This is Akashvani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared a glimpse through social media that how Make in India is propelling India's economy into the global stage. The thread said Indian bicycles are becoming a global sensation, with exports surging to the UK, Germany and the Netherlands. This growth highlights India's rising influence in international markets. Made in Bihar boots are now part of the Russian army's gear, showcasing the unexpected global reach of Indian products. This milestone reflects India's growing influence in international defense markets and the high quality of its manufacturing capabilities. Indian products dominated Amazon's Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, highlighting their global appeal. The success story showcases the international demand for Made in India items and India's growing presence in global e-commerce markets. The government has revised the composition of Niti Aayog. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been included as ex officio member along with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. According to a government notification, the special invitees are Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari, Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, MSME Minister Jitan Ram Majhi, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Tribal Affairs Minister Yuval Oram, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi, Food Processing Minister Chirag Paswan and Minister for Planning Rao Inderjeet Singh. Prime Minister Modi remains the chairperson of Niti Aayog while Suman Beri will continue to hold the vice president's post. The full-time members are V.K. Saraswat, Professor Ramesh Chand, Dr. V.K. Paul and Anand Virmani. Government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from 22nd of this month to the 12th of next month. The Union Budget will be presented on the 23rd of July. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu met with Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi last night. During their meeting, the Chief Minister briefed the Home Minister on the state's financial situation and the findings of the four white papers that were released. Mr. Naidu highlighted that economic mismanagement, severe inefficiencies and widespread corruption during the previous government's tenure have significantly harmed Andhra Pradesh. He expressed confidence that both the centre and the state will collaborate on formulating a comprehensive recovery plan to restore the state's economy. In Oman, 9 people, including a policeman, have been killed and 28 others injured in an attack on Al Bin Abi Talib Mosque in Muscat. The Indian Embassy in Oman informed about the casualties on social media platform X and also stated that another Indian had been injured in the gun attack last night. The 3 unidentified gunmen were killed on the spot during the exchange of gunfire with Omani security troops. In Peru, at least 26 people were killed and over a dozen others injured in a passenger bus accident in the southern region of Ayacucho. According to local authorities, the bus veered off the road and plunged into a ravine approximately 200 meters deep along the Lois Libertores highway yesterday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 3 days. IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Gujarat, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Kerala, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 4 days. The weather office has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan during the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.